You know, the real question is not whether we are in a recession right now, but rather how bad this recession is really going to be, because there's a lot of predictions of doomsday scenarios. And given what's going on all around the world right now and the interconnectivity of us with everyone else, they might have a point. We got to discuss. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Trish. Good to have you here live from the family room today. I've been kicked out of the studio temporarily. So anyway, good to have you here. Do me a favor. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. It's so important. Hit the little alert button as well, the bell, so that you know whenever I have a show, which is actually every single day, whether it's from the family room, my office, or the studio. Great to have you here. Also, a quick reminder, make sure that you subscribe to the full audio version of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Go to Apple, hit subscribe. It's really important. This is how they determine, you know, what else you should see, how many subscribers I have. So it's really important. Please go ahead and do that on Apple iTunes. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now with all this inflation. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, that's legacypminvestments.com for more. We're going to talk a little bit more about how to invest amid all this. But first, let's talk about what's really going on. Okay, I've said it. I came out actually quite early and said that we were in a recession, and I stand by that. I actually really feel that when it's all said and done, and by the time they calculate all these numbers, you will find that we have seen two consecutive quarters, six straight months of negative growth, which is the classic definition of a recession. So, okay, fine. Well, what does that mean? I mean, given that unemployment is still so low, which is a good sign, given that there's still all this inflation that I would think is increasingly becoming embedded into our economy, what does it really mean? The question now becomes, how bad is this recession going to get? In other words, is it going to be two quarters and then we're out of the thing? Or is it going to go on? I fear it's going to go on. I fear it's going to go on, and I fear it's going to get worse. And I want to explain to you why. I mean, just take a look overseas right now. You've got the Nord Stream pipeline, which is being shut down for quote unquote, you know, maintenance that Canadians are supposed to be doing, but the Canadians couldn't do the maintenance because of the sanctions with Russia. And of course, Russia owns the pipeline. So it's one big old giant mess, causing nat gas prices over in Europe to go up 700% and threatening, frankly, the entire economy of Europe right now. In other words, if they can't get natural gas, they got nothing. They can't heat their homes. They can't power their factories. They got major, major problems. It's the reason why I always say we got to be smarter. We shouldn't be relying on any other country other than ourselves. I mean, if you want to pick and choose your countries, you better make sure that you stick close to those allies, that you have a continued relationship with those allies, and that you do what you need to do. But in the meantime, heck, why do you want to be dependent on anyone? You're looking at what's happening right now in Europe, thanks to Nord Stream. Look at Germany right now, suffering and expected to suffer even more because there's going to be no nat gas. I want to quote from an article here in the Wall Street Journal that came out recently talking about how that Moscow had to cut deliveries on the pipeline to just 40% of its capacity. And at the time, Moscow was blaming the Canadian sanctions, saying that because of those, you didn't have the proper maintenance that should have happened. But I still go back to this. I mean, what the heck are we doing? Germans are dependent on Russia for their energy source. Just think through that, right? And the significance of that, because when we talk about the whole world going through a massive economic slowdown, a lot of it's going to be tied to this. I mean, I'd hate to see you had Biden over there begging the Saudis for oil. The next thing you know, what is it going to be, begging Russia for Russia to turn on its nat gas pipelines? This is not cool, guys. All right. Like, if you're going to pick fights, and I understand in this case, they felt very strongly that they needed to pick this fight, you just better be able to see it through. And the only way you can really see it through is to be self-sufficient, self reliant. Let us use Germany as the example of what we should never be here in the United States. We should always have our own source of oil. We should be drilling here on our land. And by the way, simultaneously, of course, working on the green energy stuff too. I'm all for it. The more energy, the better. I don't want to be dependent on any other nation other than ourselves. All right. So that's pretty darn critical. And yet you've had an administration that has continually rebuffed any energy investment in the traditional sector, fossil fuel sector, right here in the U.S. And so this is going to become increasingly a problem. I mean, if Europe doesn't have access to energy, what's going to happen? Well, I guess we could export our energy to them, but wait a second. Oh, we don't have enough for ourselves. I mean, you've got the president having to release strategic reserves from the SPR, which, by the way, oddly wound up in some countries allegedly that we're not necessarily that fond of. So we have our own difficulties. The answer should be and should always be that every country should make a real effort to be energy independent, dependent only on itself. Energy independence is really the only way to go. Merkel, who everybody used to hail as, you know, just fantastic, she's going to go down in history for having made a really, really huge error, because she's the one who pushed this Nord Stream pipeline between Germany and Russia. And ultimately, that may be not just her country's undoing, but many countries overseas undoing, getting us back to where are we right now with the U.S. economy. Before we get to that, a quick message from one of our sponsors, Legacy Precious Metals. You know, this is a great group that can really help you right now. If you're trying to figure out how much gold you should have in your portfolio, or whether you want to ensure that all your investments are inflation protected through a gold-backed IRA, they can help you navigate this challenging space. If you want to make sure that your portfolio, your investments, your retirement is hedged against all this inflation, which clearly is here. And you know what? Even if it wasn't here to the tune of 9.1%, it's here every single year, because we're always looking at least at 2% inflation, thanks to the Federal Reserve's constant meddling. Anyway, this is what's going to help you in your future. Over the long term, you want to make sure that your investments are protected against inflation. So legacypminvestments.com, they can help you do it. They're good friends of mine, so you're welcome to call them and use my name. You can call 1-866-589-0560. Again, that's 1-866-589-0560, and tell them I sent you. I think they'll be able to hook you up. So consider that. And consider where we are right now. Consider the challenges that we in the very near future face. I think these are quite real, especially when you look at what's happening, as I said earlier in the program, on a global scale, in light of Nord Stream. In other words, we have a pipeline that's going from Germany to Russia that the Russians own and that the Russians can turn off anytime they want. In fact, it's been off because they say they don't have the proper maintenance on it because of sanctions, and the Canadians were supposed to come in and fix it, but they can't because of sanctions, etc. You see, this is what happens with sanctions, which is why you got to think everything through, and why I keep saying over and over again, and I can't emphasize this enough, we need to be independent. We need to be economically independent, which means being energy independent. Consider what's going on right now in Europe, and specifically with Germany, that relies so heavily on all that Russian nat gas. What are they going to do? I mean, how are they going to heat their homes? How are they going to open their factories? How are they going to survive if they don't have that source of energy? They will go into a really bad recession. And then, of course, the ripple effect is significant. Now, fortunately, we have the benefit of still being the world's largest economy. And I expect that the U.S. can hold up certainly very well. But, you know, hey, you might just wind up being the prettiest girl at the dance. And it's a room not very full of lookers, right? Because if everybody's suffering, then we will suffer as well. And it's a reminder, I think, for us to all consider why it's so important to have our own sources, not just of energy, but also on the technology front. We got to be independent in so many ways. And And this is really bringing all of this to light. I mean, these are policies that the previous administration spoke of at length, but this administration just doesn't really seem to get because there's an interconnectivity here. I mean, I get it. You do what you got to do in terms of Ukraine, but simultaneously, you got to be willing to follow through. And if you say, okay, we're going to have all these sanctions, and then it's like, oh, no, can't have the sanctions. We got to beg Russia to turn the Nat gas back on. Then what good was it bothering to say you were going to have the sanctions in the first place? It's a complicated world. And I think the best way to simplify all of it is to remind ourselves that we need to be able to take care of ourselves. We need to be able to take care of our own country first. And I would encourage the Europeans to do the same. I mean, it really is a shame Angela Merkel screwed up in an epic way. By the way, Reagan warned about this back in the 80s. He was like, be very careful with Russia, right? You don't want to ever be dependent. You don't want the Europeans dependent on Russia for energy. And yet that is exactly where we are. So while I'm all for green energy and look, it needs to happen, it's not going to happen tomorrow. And the challenge becomes certainly for us, how do we fill our gas tanks? How do we deal with higher energy prices? But how do the Europeans deal with it as well? And what are the ramifications, economically speaking, of Europe's challenges on us here at home? They're going to be significant. So that is the case that one might make for thinking that this recession that I do believe we're in could actually grow a whole lot worse. And that's, again, because of the interconnectivity. We know that China's basically been on and off again, as they deal with their own set of challenges. But when you say that Europe is not going to have the energy sources it needs in order to operate this fall and this winter, that's a whole other ballgame. Just a quick reminder, remember to go to trishintel.com. That's my website where you can get all the latest news and information every single day. We are there. Sign up for my newsletter. And also, do not forget to hit subscribe and go to Apple iTunes and go to Spotify and subscribe to the podcast there. I'll see you tomorrow.